Welcome everybody to our Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, segment. Our sponsor. Welcome, Erin, and what will we be talking about today?
Yeah, good morning, Jan, and thank you once again for having me.
My pleasure.
And today I thought we'd talk about coach touring versus self-driving holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And today's topic will explain the pros and minor cons of each style of travel.
Both different, aren't they?
Yeah. And mainly today we'll be discussing everything in my opinion.
Yep.
And I'll also be talking about some of my own travels and what I think about each style of travel.
Okay, great topic for today, and we always appreciate your opinion. Erin, seeing as though you are the expert. Now, can you tell me and our listeners about some different types of coach touring holidays available?
Yeah, of course, Jen. So coach touring really is a wonderful way to travel.
There's
such beauty and ease to not having to worry about the driving. And, you know, the ease of simply following a guide and keeping to a schedule really appeals to some people, and I am one of those people. And I've actually taken several coach touring style holidays and absolutely loved each one.
Mm-hmm.
So I've travelled through the Mediterranean in Europe on a coach tour from Madrid in Spain to Rome in Italy. Mm-hmm. And I've also travelled through the North Island of New Zealand from Auckland to Wellington, and more recently around Tasmania on a luxury coach tour.
Yeah.
And I'm also heading off later this year to take a coach tour around the Deep South in America.
That's where I went.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'll be taking in New Orleans, Nashville, Memphis, Savannah, Atlanta and Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
And then next year I'll actually be escorting a group on an albatross tour through Bavaria.
Wow.
For the Passion Play, which happens once a decade.
That would be fabulous.
In Oberammergau. Yeah, so that would be really lovely.
Well, some of those trips sound lovely. And what about self-drive holidays? Can you tell us about some great itineraries you have for those?
Yeah, there certainly are some really good self-driving itineraries out there. You know, you can drive yourself along the Great Ocean Road in Victoria in South Australia. You can get on the Spirit of Tasmania and head over to Tasmania and take some time to meander around.
A lot of friends have done that, actually.
Yeah, it's a really good way to see the island.
Yeah.
Or you can, you know, head up the east coast of New South Wales, and there's some more local itineraries that really can't be passed. But you've also got some fabulous road trips abroad, such as Route 66 in the USA from, say, Nevada to Illinois, or down the Keys in Florida and across the famous 7 Mile Bridge.
Wow.
I think, you know, that as a self-driving itinerary would be quite memorable.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or even driving around the English countryside is also a must-do self-drive itinerary. I think, you know, self-driving holidays, they really hold a lot of nostalgia for many of us, as they were really the type of holidays that we would take as children, you know, to see some of this beautiful country that we have here in Australia.
Oh, absolutely. I have fond memories of taking my two girls, actually, on driving holidays so many times when they were a lot younger, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
And we used to go with my sister and brother-in-law and their children, so we'd all go together, which
was how much fun.
Really good. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, seeing as though we're talking about different types of roads and driving holidays, it's only fitting we play Willie Nelson's classic On the Road Again for our short break.
Good idea.
Okay, let's do it.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. That I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, like a man who gets his, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. Get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends.
Well, there you go, on the road again. What a great song, hey? Now, Erin, the hard question is, better in your opinion, coach touring or self-driving holidays? Now, there's the question.
Yes, yeah, hit me with the, yeah. with the hard question of the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, as I've already mentioned today, I believe that each travel style you know, has its own purpose for different travellers and for different destinations.
Yes.
You know, however, in saying that, personally, I think I would lean more towards coach touring over self-drive holidays myself.
I would too, now I'm older.
Yeah, but even, like...
Younger people,
even not, again, depending on your age, I just think, you know, the ease of knowing that someone else is driving
exactly.
I can have a wine with lunch, or even if you don't drink, you can have a sleep.
Yes. Or just enjoy the scenery, really.
Exactly. Yeah. And it means that you know, when you're driving, the driver sometimes misses out on seeing the scenery because they're
Absolutely.
Focused on driving. Mm. So I think with coach touring, everybody gets to see everything.
Yes.
You know, and I like to follow a time schedule. I love that. And, yeah, as I said, I never miss out on any of the important sites because I'm part of an organised tour.
That's right, yes.
You know, don't get me wrong, I do love the freedom that comes with self-driving holidays, but for me, I just can't go past an organised coach tour, especially a luxury coach tour.
Oh, absolutely. You've got me.
And look, you know, as people say, the best part of travelling is getting lost and then finding your way again. I still do that, but I do. I still go out and get lost at night time.
Oh, true.
Or, you know, in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, there's so many coach itineraries that are available all over the world, pretty much everywhere, maybe not Antarctica. That would probably be the only place. But
I don't think
everywhere.
I'm keen to go there, but anyway.
Yeah, well, nearly everywhere around the world you can do a coach tour,
yes,
so that's
can.
The beauty of it.
Yes, I did one in New Zealand as well,
and
I loved it. Yeah, it was really good. Okay, now, Erin, what is the last piece of priceless advice or insider knowledge that you would like to share with us?
Yeah, so similar to what I said just now, I would definitely say allow the destination to decide the style of travel for you.
Okay.
So, as an example, if you're planning on travelling through the Swiss Alps, I would suggest to take a train journey because that's the most scenic way to travel over there.
Yes.
Or if you're thinking of touring through some wine regions, take a luxury coach tour so you can enjoy the wine tastings and not have to worry about driving.
Absolutely.
If you're wanting to take a scenic trip through some coastal areas, perhaps opt for a self-drive because then you can stop off at all the different photo opportunities and have a swim.
Yep.
You know, and as usual, before you make any decisions, talk to me, your personal travel manager, as just like today, I'll give you some great ideas and options, and I have plenty of knowledge and experience and expert advice. And I actually plan both self-drive itineraries and coach touring holidays for clients really on a daily basis.
Right.
So
I think you have to ask the question, you know, and get the details and so you can understand what you really want to do.
And weigh up, you know, pros and cons of each and work out what's going to suit you the best.
I agree totally.
Yeah.
Okay, great segment today, Erin. And you've given us some food for thought when deciding what type of holiday we want to take. And thank you.
You're welcome.
And if our listeners would like more information about today's segment or have any other travel-related questions, you can contact Erin on 1300 655 427. That's our station sponsor. Or email the station on admin@psrfm.org.au, or you can Google Erin Bickford.
Yeah.
And a little birdie told me that you're off to Tasmania this weekend.
Yes.
Oh, my favourite place.
Yes, I am. I was fortunate to be chosen by Tourism Tasmania to take part in their annual showcase of Tasmania this weekend. So I'll be travelling from Hobart to Launceston and visiting some fascinating places along the way. So I'll be sure to plan an upcoming segment on my trip very soon.
Oh, well, I love Tassie. I really do. That sounds great, Erin.
Yeah.
And well done to you.
Thank you.
And what will we be talking about during our next segment?
Yeah, thanks again for today, Jan. And our next Talking Travel segment, we'll be talking about the stunning Kruger National Park in South Africa. And that segment will be on Wednesday, the 27th of March, at the same time, just after 10:30.
Fantastic. I will see you then for sure.
Thank you.
So, okay, let's listen to some special messages now. Thank you, Erin. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Everyone deserves a personal travel manager. Are you thinking of a holiday but not sure where to start? Whether it's a cruise, an overseas or domestic trip, or even booking flights, you have your very own personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, to look after everything for you. With over 16 years in the travel industry and a multitude of her own travel experiences, Erin can help plan and tailor-make your dream holiday to anywhere in the world. And she's right here in Anna Bay. Where would you like to go today? Call Erin on 1300 655 427, or visit travelmanagers.com.au/Erin Beckford to make your holiday dreams a reality.